Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by your participating local Nissan dealers.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, the United States is, the American people are talking about one thing today and one thing only, and that is Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ. Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley, they are both educators from the Parent Teacher Organization of Western Estates, have joined us because I want to talk about this from an educator's standpoint. I understand, Bobby, that you and your husband both went and saw the film.
That is correct, Phil. We saw the film at the Montclair, which had it on three screens last Wednesday. And we were, as far as I know, we were the first people in our community and here in the West Valley to see the film.
What did you think of it?
Well, I want to say, first of all, Phil, that one of my passions personally is film. I enjoy it. I like to walk a little bit on the wild side. I love art house films. I love the small independents. So we went and we saw The Passion of the Jesus Christ. And
well, how did you feel about the film?
We were disappointed.
Why?
Phil, I'm an Italian-American. My maiden name is Pereca. My great-grandfather came to this country at the turn of the century through Ellis Island in New York. I think all of us Italians are getting a little tired of seeing the Italian people and their forebears depicted as violent animals. We saw this a phenomenon with The Sopranos. If you're familiar with that program, we saw this with the, you know, the different Italian movies.
Godfather.
With The Godfather.
Well, you're talking about The Passion of the Christ as an anti-Italian movie because of the Roman soldiers?
The Roman soldiers are depicted, yes, in an extremely violent way. I do a lot of art house films. I've seen a lot of unusual movies, but I have never seen Italian Americans depicted the way they were in this film by Mel Gibson. They flay the flesh off of the body of Jesus. They laugh as they break his bones. They laugh as they pull muscle from skeleton. Once again, Italians as violent, uncontrollable animals.
But Ms. Dooley, you're talking about this movie depicting Italians in a negative way. This film has been described as anti-Semitic more than anything else, and it's a depiction of Jewish people in a negative way.
Well, we anticipated.
Yeah, Phil, Steve was saying, we anticipated that comment from you and a lot of people. A lot of people are focusing on this idea that the Jews are treated badly in this movie or badly depicted.
What about that? I mean, that seems to be that. I haven't heard anyone say that the film is anti-Italian.
Well, you won't, because it's acceptable to show Italians as violent, butchering animals walking on all fours. I think the this is a predictable thing to take that the Jews this, the Jews that. We're always hearing about that. But this constant representation of the Italian people as being violent, relishing sadistic behavior, we are now saying it has to stop. Italian Americans who go and see The Passion of Jesus, I think, are going to be perceived as self-hating, because this was a shock for me. You talk about the Jews.
We expected that.
We expected the Jews to be perceived as bad. We expected that because, you know.
Well, why? Why would you expect the Jews to be perceived? Was that okay with you?
Well, that's what I've been told, that they're the ones that killed Christ. So you have to understand.
Ms. Dooley, all I'm saying is,
no, you have to understand that that's going to be the perception.
So it's all right for the Jewish people to be perceived as evil, not just Roman or as you say, Italian people?
You know what? I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. I think it's beneath it.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like you're saying it's all right for the Jews to be depicted negatively, but not so what you say are Italians.
Look, what we're asking for and what the Italian American is asking for is that this depiction.
Well, wait a minute. What about the overall message in this movie that Jesus Christ died for the sins of humanity, not just Jewish people or Italians?
Yeah, but that message gets lost, you see.
It gets lost, Mr. Henry.
It gets lost in the greater picture that the Italian people are being spit on. And I'll tell you why. I got so angry at how the Italian Americans were depicted, I stopped caring, and this is very important, I stopped caring about what was happening to Jesus. That's what the movie does.
Wait a minute, Ms. Dooley. That...
No, that's what the movie does. You get so disgusted with the way the Italian soldiers are you know, beating on the Jesus, that you suddenly you forget about what's happening to the Jesus, okay, and you start worrying about what the Italians are doing. And I think that's the opposite of what Mel Gibson wanted.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley are with me, the president and secretary of the Western Estates parent-teacher organization. We're talking about The Passion of the Christ, the Mel Gibson film that has broken box office records for this time of the year. The movie is doing numbers reminiscent of Star Wars. It's doing numbers that challenge Lord of the Rings. It is a film that is in Latin and Aramaic and is probably the most violent film ever made. And you guys are essentially, and I'm going to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. For people who are curious about this film, who have seen it perhaps, you're saying...
So, if I could interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Mel Gibson and his little movie have brought back 100 years of prejudicism, of the prejudicism against Italian-Americans. And it hurts so very deeply. And what we're trying to say is...
You don't care what happens to Jesus on account
of... Do it. What the point I'm trying to make, Phil, and then I think Steve is trying to make, is you stop wanting to be a Christian. And I think that's very dangerous.
Are you a Christian, Ms. Dooley?
I have never considered myself to be religious, but I am open to the idea that being a Christian is good. But, and this is so very, very deeply important, when you see the Jesus movie, when you see the Passion of Jesus, you don't want to be Christian. You literally get so disgusted with the way Italians are shown.
All right. The film is violent. The film shows incredible suffering, the suffering of this man, Jesus of Nazareth. It shows the suffering of a mother, Mary, watching her son die in a horrible way. How could you not have compassion for that?
No, Phil, it's a good question.
We're not saying we don't have compassion, but that Mel Gibson didn't make us have it.
What happens is, as a proud Italian, the way they are spitting on the Italian people makes me almost, and this is very difficult for me to say because I'm a mother as well, Phil, it makes me almost glad that the Italian soldiers are doing that to Jesus, because it's like revenge. In other words, if you want to make us look like animals, okay, guess what? We're going to take Jesus and hammer him up on the wall. And
So in other words, this film misses the mark.
It absolutely misses the mark. It's supposed to make you want to become a Jesus person, a Christian, but in point of fact, Steve and I started almost laughing at how ridiculous they were making the Italians look, and there was a woman next to me crying, and that was through the crucifixion scene, and I listened to this woman. I said, "Oh my God, are you for real?" Because I want to say to her, look at what they're doing to the Italian. So Mel Gibson is typically lazy in his filmmaking, as he was in The Patriot, as he was in the Braveheart. He just blamed everything again on the Italians. He did no research. He did.
Well, I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm planning on seeing it tomorrow morning. I was out of the country.
Where were you?
Murray and I went to Mexico last week. But I will say that everything that I've read is that the film is taken from the Gospels.
Well, if it's taken from the Gospels, I don't see anything in the Word of God that says that you can literally hawk up, and excuse me for using the language of my sons, but hawk up a big green one and shoot it out of both your nose and your mouth all over the Italian people.
So the film is anti-Italian.
The film is a prejudice against them, yeah.
And not anti-Semitic.
I don't know.
You're talking the wrong people about it.
I really don't know, Phil. I don't want to get into that.
What I've heard is that the movie is anti-Semitic, not anti-Italian.
Whatever you've heard, I don't know. I'm an Italian-American. Now, you can go and see The Passion of the Jesus, and you can take the crucifix that hangs on your wall and toss it into a garbage can in your bathroom. If that's what, you know, I don't know what you're trying. What's your point?
All right, look at Ms. Dooley. I want to take a break here. I'm going to give her a number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
The Jews killed Jesus, not the Italians.
So that is your point.
That is my point, yeah.
And you don't think Roman soldiers tortured him?
I think that they whipped him, yes. I don't think that they pulled the very muscle from his skeleton. I don't think they flayed the skin off of him. And it is horrible. They whipped him and they put a crown on him, which I think is bad enough. And then they took him to the hill where the Jews nailed him to a cross.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about The Passion of the Christ. This film is going to be talked about for months. In fact, I don't think there's been any real buzz around a movie since The Exorcist, like the buzz that's around this flick. The violence of the movie. Ms. Dooley and her husband, Steve, went and saw this film, and they say it is patently anti-Italian because it shows Roman soldiers flaying the skin off the body of Jesus. It shows Roman soldiers laughing as they are literally pulling the tendons from his arms and things that are just horrifically graphic in the movie. However, when I addressed the idea that it was anti-Semitic or that it made the Jews look bad, she professes not to know what it is I'm talking about. 1-800-449-8686. Now, I don't think that, Janice, you've got some of the material that she sent you. But she said that she walked in there perhaps wanting to be a Christian, and she walked out not wanting to have anything to do with Christianity. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking about The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson's film, which was released last week, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, both of them with the parent-teacher organization Western Estates. We've got some phone calls I want to go to, Ms. Dooley. I first want to ask you, you are at a fundraiser tonight?
We are, Phil. We are fundraising for the anti-Italian, anti-defamation coalition. We want to send a very clear message to Hollywood and to Mr. Gibson that he can't continue to use the Italian people as the emblems, if you will, of violent, reprehensible, sadomasochistic behavior. And you mentioned the Jewish, the Jew persons in the movie. I don't know. They're not the ones flaying the skin off of the Jesus. It's the Italians. And I wrote a letter that I want to...
All right, let's get into all of that, but let me go to a phone call first, all right?
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Robin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so, I just wanted to basically bring one point to clear with regards to how you're feeling. I'm an African-American woman, and I'm trying to sit here and theorize how if I would put myself into your shoes, if Jesus was crucified by black people or by Africans at that time, if I would feel the same way. And I absolutely disagree with you. I'm not a religious person. I am a very spiritual person, and that movie deeply, deeply moved me. I did not see any correlation as to
Robin, you saw the film, huh?
I did see the film, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw it when it first came out Wednesday.
Oh, my God. So you didn't see clearly Italian men. You know, I wanted to say, I said to my husband, why don't they just put, Tony Soprano and have them in helmets and laughing. See, that's how I felt.
The problem that I have with that is that the movie... The movie to me was depicted the way that is in the Bible. I was raised Methodist. I've gone to church. I don't practice any religion currently, but I know the Bible. And there are clearly several depictions are very, the actuality of the movie.
A lot of black people did kill Jesus because the Jews back then were black. You see? So if that's the part you're talking about, Mr. Henry?
The what?
You say the Jews killed him?
The thing is, though, that's...
I didn't say that.
Well, they did, and they were black Jews.
Okay,
and that's something that Louis Farrakhan... I'd love to hear what he has to say about that.
The problem mm-hmm. is to me, and I think that's one of the reasons why America is not ready for this movie,
mm-hmm.
is because you cannot break down
mm-hmm.
to make it as small as
mm-hmm.
a race
yeah.
issue.
You know,
it isn't a race issue. I mean, it's something so much more powerful.
Well,
than
as an Italian American, I know the prejudice you've been through because I'm Italian. You know, so I know what you've been through as a black woman.
Well, you
yeah.
can't actually
mm-hmm.
say that. I
mm-hmm.
would never say that I've mm-hmm. been in your shoes, and you can absolutely never say that you've walked through my shoes to know
mm-hmm.
the type of prejudice that I've been through.
Well,
but I can tell you again, like I said, it's not.
Have you ever been called greaseball or guinea? I have.
Like I said,
well, I'm sure that Robin's been called worse.
I'm not admitting to mm-hmm. have ever.
All right. Robin, thank you very much. Very nice point of view there. 1-800-449-8686.
What was nice about it? I mean,
God, it sounds like you're prejudiced, Mr. Henry.
Well, she said that she saw it and she was very moved by it. She's a spiritual person. You know, I liked the perspective.
But again, she's black. If you want to blame someone for the death of Jesus, let's talk about the Jews during the Aramaic period. They were black. Okay. And we have to face that.
All right, let me go here. 1-800-449-8686. Jenny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, this is Jenny calling.
Yes.
I just had to call
mm-hmm.
because this is my first time tuning into the program.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say
Thank
that
you.
I agree with the previous caller, the
mm-hmm.
woman that just hung up the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding the current woman who's on the line
mm-hmm.
incredibly offensive and ignorant in how she's representing herself. I think it's incredibly offensive for her to be saying that the movie is
mm-hmm.
so offensive towards Italian Americans.
Are you
I am
Italian?
Also, yes, I am.
Okay, then you know what I'm saying.
I absolutely do not agree with you at all. This movie was made according to the gospel,
mm-hmm.
and if it is to follow the premise of the gospel, the guards were Roman. I'm not sure what you're expecting. Would you like those guards to be portrayed by Irish or Spanish?
No.
This is a story that's following the gospel.
Yes, however. It says, yes, they whipped Jesus. Are you there?
Yes.
I'm sorry, it sounded like you got disconnected.
No.
It says that they whipped Jesus. Okay, great. They beat him, and then they put a coat on him, and they sent him up the mountain. They didn't rip his eyeballs from his sockets. My God. And they didn't...
Well, it said he was scourged. He was scourged at the pillar.
Yes, exactly.
It says nothing about ripping his tendons out of his arms.
So would you be more
shoving,
comfortable with the movie if perhaps his eyeballs were not ripped out? Would you think that would portray the Italians as better?
They overdid it. And you know why they overdid it, Jenny? Because they had some Italian actors, or as my husband likes to say, they hired the local WOPs and put them in the role that they're familiar in, and that is
so
let's hang a man from a meat hook.
Derogatory terms
mm-hmm.
such as WOP.
Yes.
But when anybody else goes who's not Italian, then it's offensive.
Jenny, those Romans flayed the skin off of the Jesus. I already saw The Godfather. Do I need to see it again?
That's my point. As an Italian American, I did not find it offensive in the least. I thought the movie
mm-hmm.
was very well done.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it did represent the gospel clearly, and those guards could have been portrayed by Italians.
Well, you were
Secondly,
there.
Secondly, I do not, if neither were you.
Well.
Finally, I do not care at all for how you are leading this whole conversation in that let's take the ship back and really put it on the Jews.
No.
I think, if anything, your
how
phone
dare you?
Very
I said nothing
anti-
about the Jews.
You
I
have
said,
yes,
said
you
that
did.
Multiple
you
times.
You said that the Jews were
multiple
black.
Multiple times you have said, let's
well,
get that focus
I doubt
back
if you're Italian.
Jews.
I doubt if you're Italian. You sound
well, you know what?
Like
I'm
a self-loathing
you
guinea.
I find you to be incredibly offensive,
well, I find you to be
incredibly
very, very
ignorant,
mm-hmm.
and I see
mm-hmm.
your phone call as very
mm-hmm.
anti-Semitic.
All right. Thank you, Jenny, for your call.
Oh, she gets the last word.
Well, I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Passion of Christ.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With Bobby and Steve Dooley, what was your comment? We're talking about the Passion of the Christ, the Mel Gibson film. You were saying that they should have had Mary Magdalene doing what?
Well, the way they treat Italians in this movie, the Italian soldiers who are from Rome. And the last time I checked, and I could be wrong, Steve, could you get out the atlas?
Johnny.
Where's the city of Rome?
In Italy.
Thank you. Oh, my God, people are stupid. So the Romans come from Italy. That's number one. Number two, it was a joke that I made, and I guess some people took it in bad taste. I said, why don't they have Mary, the mother of Jesus, at the foot of the cross singing, oh, sola mio, or when the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie, that's amore, because that's what they're doing to the Italian peoples.
All right. An anti-Italian film. I haven't heard it described that way. That's Ms. Dooley. You are Italian-American. That's what you think of this film, The Passion of Christ. 1-800-449-8686. Charlene, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Yeah, I just want to make comment to what this woman is saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am second generation Italian here in this country. Now, first of all, you got to get your history right.
Are you from Italy?
Your homework.
Are you from Italy, or did you say you're from Italy?
Yeah, I'm from Italy. Romans, yes.
Well, you don't sound like you're from Italy. You sound like an American, so I don't
understand. I said I'm second generation Italian. Romans were part of that peninsula, but the Italians are descended from Europeans, English, French.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I cannot see how you can reach back and say that that they're cutting up Italians here. This is it's incredible. You are
The reason why let me help you because you're confused. Rome's in Italy. We know that.
Yeah?
Okay. So what are you trying to say?
Well,
Charlene's saying
Two thousand years ago,
the hostess can see
the Romans came from
Italy.
That peninsula. But the Italians, I mean, how can you reach back and say that Mel Gibson is bashing on the Italians? It has nothing to do with Italians.
Of course
it has to do with the four Gospels from the New Testament and about what happened to Christ in the last day of his life.
All right, can I say something? In the film, the soldiers say the words, mangiati quattro mucci arrostiti. That is Italian, and it's an Italian insult. It says, go and eat four roasted fly livers or something. I don't know what that means. Okay, doesn't that sound like Italian?
Well, it's Latin. It's Latin.
It also sounds American, and it sounds Greek. You know, do you have the history? Wait, now I just have a question to ask you.
No.
Do you have the history of that period of time?
Yes.
Do you know what language they spoke during that time?
They spoke a kind of Italian called Latin. And
well, it's not a kind of Italian. It was a language called Latin. And they spoke Aramaic in that region.
Oh, get you. So you read a movie review, Mr. Hendry, and all of a sudden you're familiar with...
No, I studied Latin in high school, and I know that the Romans...
Excuse me. I'm an educated woman here. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, then you know that Rome is in Italy. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
No, you're unbelievable. I cannot believe the ignorance that
even
you have
your name isn't Italian.
To this point. I cannot believe the ignorance. And you know something?
You know how I know you're not Italian? Your name, Charlene, is not an Italian name. The names Maria, those kinds of names.
You want to
know
something,
ladies? Well, that's ridiculous.
You are so far out. I just cannot believe it. You know, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, but I saw the movie.
I'm really ashamed that in America we have people like you getting on a talk show and saying that we're bashing Italians, we're bashing blacks.
Oh, my God. How can you not stand up for people?
This was a movie to show the passion of Christ and what he suffered for our sins on this earth.
Why do you reject your Italian roots? Why do you not call yourself Charlena or Charlenata?
Because that was the Christian name my parents gave me.
Well, I'm not buying it.
Wait a minute.
Geez.
You know, Ms. Dooley...
she's a self-hating Italian.
Well, wait a second. You're not hearing what the lady is saying. She said that Romans and the inhabitants of the so-called Italian peninsula at that time were a different nationality, if you will, or ethnicity from the present-day Italian that you're talking about.
I think it's all an excuse to once again, and this is an Italian-American woman who loves to see Italians portrayed as mobsters who love to see Italians portrayed as loan sharks, as pimps, as hustlers. Well, no, not me. Not anymore. I'm Bobby Parecca. That's my name. And I stand it. And Charlena, if you don't mind me calling you that, your family would be ashamed.
I do mind you, because that's not my name.
Well, it should be. Charlenetta. Because you're
my parents chose
that's why they
name
named,
for me.
Well, they named you a trailer trash name. I'm sorry.
All right, now that it, you
okay.
should apologize for that.
You know. But you know something?
Well, I apologize for them, Ms.
They're speaking from pure ignorance. They
right.
they don't have their history. They don't know what they're talking about.
Well, I just quoted Latin to you.
And
you
all
know.
I can do is pity them.
All right. But listen, Charlene, thank you.
It's Charlenetta.
It's Charlene. Thank you.
Charlene McQueenie. You know what they ought to call her? It's just for how she hates her own people. How about just Charlene McQueenie? You know, as in linguine? Because she hates being Italian.
You know, this is all about Italians and nothing about how a man was brutalized and murdered by an entire, you know, race of people, by an entire locality of people. Everybody who lived down there was Jewish at the time, so if anybody got killed down there, I guess you could say Jewish people, but the guys that got killed were Jewish. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, my God, I'm not even talking about Jews. I'm talking about...
No, but I'm saying... You can't indict an entire race of people for the actions of a few.
That's what I'm saying, too. So why do Italians get beat over the head constantly with being Christ killers just because a few Romans got liquored up and nailed a guy up on a cross?
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Thomas, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Yeah, this is Pastor Thomas Francis from Williamstown, Kentucky, and I just thought that this is ridiculous. This lady has claimed that the Jews have killed Jesus and that Mel
Black
Gibson
Jews.
Hates Italians.
Black Jews.
Oh, see, that is uncalled for. Now, let me tell you the truth of the matter is that God had to kill his own son, Jesus,
I know that.
Okay?
I know
that. In history also shows
that
us that the
who
Romans...
enthusiastically went over to God and said,
okay,
hey, if you're going to kill him, can we do it?
Italian.
We're the
Roman
black
Jews. Ma'am,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Would you let the pastor say...
God might have killed him. But somebody had to raise their hand and say, I'll do it. I can assure you it wasn't the Italians. That's all I'm saying.
You're right, it wasn't the Italians, it was Roman soldiers. Now, if you study your history, you'll find out Roman soldiers were soldiers from all different parts of the Roman Empire.
That's a good point.
They weren't just Italians.
Some were African, some were from Gaul,
yes.
Some were from Britannia.
Oh, my God, what are you talking about?
They were from everywhere.
What are you men talking about?
The Roman soldiers were from all peninsulas, all areas.
Yeah, they were from all parts of the Roman Empire.
Gaul? What is that?
That was present-day
that's
France.
That's a history lesson for you. That's a history lesson.
Thomas, I would suggest you stick to what you know, which is, you know, pounding your shoe on a pulpit or whatever you do.
Well, what I know is history, ma'am.
I do not insult others,
but I know history. And you're receiving a history lesson.
Well, no. Mel Gibson
it sounds
was
today
dumped
that you
by an Italian woman.
That's what it sounds like.
Well,
I can recommend several good world history books to you.
Mm-hmm.
But
let me tell you what
the Roman soldiers were not Italian.
Yeah, that's a very good piece of historic analysis that they were all kinds of men.
Well, you're making up names. Gaul and...
That is a real province of Rome, Gaul. That was what France is today.
Ma'am, listen,
look,
the point is
the
that
two of you
this has nothing to do with Italian.
By an Italian woman, much like
this
myself.
This has nothing to do with
short,
Italian.
Aussie.
It has everything to
and
do
underdeveloped
with
in many
the world
ways.
At large.
Okay.
Christ came for the world. This has nothing to do with Italians.
Did you see the movie, Pastor
Thomas Francis? I'll be seeing it tomorrow. I'm picking up some of my African pastor friends at the Atlanta airport right now.
When you do that, you say to them...
I don't need to see the... Ma'am, I don't need to see the movie. I've read the Gospels and I've read world history. Please.
Yes, but nowhere in the Gospels does it say they hooked the tendon in the bicep in his left arm and ripped it out and used it for a rope.
Secular history shows us that those scourgings literally ripped the muscles off those men's back. That's secular history, ma'am.
All right, Pastor... I'm sorry, Francis, is it, sir?
Yes, sir.
I have another gentleman. Is this from Joyful Union in Bellflower, California? Pastor Rennick, how are you?
I'm very good, sir.
And do you join with Pastor Francis?
I join with this gentleman in saying that the gospel is clear that our Lord was scourged. Now, scourging is a horrific torture.
Well,
and for this woman to come on and say, you know, Italians did it, or black people did it, this is well beyond the pale. Don't you agree, what's your name?
Yes, yes, Pastor, I agree.
All right.
As secular as
also,
so
I'd like to say,
scourging was a horrible way to do
it. Yeah, it was a horrible, hold on for a minute, Pastor Rennick.
Well, I want to say something else. Black people might have killed Jesus. They might have been black Jews. I don't know. I'm sure they had their reasons. But the whole...
What do you mean they had their reasons?
I'm just saying that was the law of the land. But for you to get this white woman on here and start bagging on black people, I tag and everything else, I think it's wrong. And the FCC in Washington, D.C. needs to hear about the kind of hateful programming...
Sir, this is not a hateful show.
Well, you're allowing it to happen, sir.
All right, Pastor Francis, go ahead.
Yeah, well, my comments
I want to make another point about the...
Would you please shut up, sir?
Well, my comments are based on historical fact.
Mm-hmm.
Historical fact teaches that this has nothing to do with race. This was for all mankind. Not for one race or the other. This was for all mankind. And secular history teaches us that this Bible account is accurate.
All right. Well,
this woman has turned it into a race issue.
No, I have not turned it into a race issue, Pastor Rennick. I have tried to say...
This is Pastor Francis.
I'm sorry. I've simply tried to say, why can't Mel Gibson work out whatever problem he's got against Italians finally and not keep putting it into his movies? He hated Italians in The Patriot. He made us look bad in Braveheart. He made us look bad in...
What do you mean in Braveheart?
Where'd she come up with this at?
In Braveheart, he made Italians look like idiots.
And how is that?
By raising their dresses and showing their backsides.
Those were Scottish warriors. Those.
Hey, give me a word.
Well, you know, the past is... Mr. Henry?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to say at Joyful Union this weekend, and I'll tell you how he made white people look bad. Lethal Weapon 3 and 4. How about that? You can say he made the white man look bad.
You know something? I hope you burn in hell, because I love both those films. They were an achievement. They were film noir at their best. Burn, Pastor, burn.
You white...